Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start with the Browns, because that's actually why people, I think, still want to listen to this podcast or they want to watch it on YouTube. Daryl, a little bit of talk today about Joel Bitonio perhaps retiring. You want to start there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's got one more year left on his contract. He's been with the Browns since being a second-round pick back in 2014. And to his credit, I mean, he did talk about today how he's not going ring chasing. He is not looking for an out of Cleveland. He's not looking for somewhere to go. He even brought up the Joe Thomas situation. Remember back before the Broncos won Super Bowl 50, you know, they tried to trade for Joe Thomas at the trade deadline, and Joe said, thanks, but no thanks. I'll stay in Cleveland. And, you know, the Browns were in the midst of that 1-31 stretch, you know, where they burned it down to the studs and were looking to rebuild. And I thought that Joel made a pretty good point. He's like, you know, it's easy hindsight 2020 to say Joel should have gone and done that. But, you know, there was no guarantee the Broncos were going to go on to win that Super Bowl. And, you know, and he mentioned, hey, you know, if I go somewhere because I think I got a shot, first of all, I have to find a Super Bowl contender that needs a starting left guard, number one. Then number two, you know, everything's got to, you know, go right. You know, the quarterback can't get hurt, and, you know, other guys can't get hurt. And then all of a sudden you've made this big move and life change for no reason whatsoever. So those were many reasons. And of course, Joel also mentioned just how good the Browns organization's been to him and his family since, you know, being a second round pick back in 2014. So either way, he's going to end his career with the Cleveland Browns. He flat out said at this point in his career, he does not envision himself putting on another helmet and another uniform.
All right. So how much is this spawned on by the Myles Garrett conversation last week about, you know, perhaps he wants to know what's going on and he feels like he's owed it to be to know what's going on? And I think he has, but what do you think?
None. And here's why I say that, because I talked to Joel about it. He was actually taken aback by our questions on Thursday a little bit. He was expecting to get those questions next week. But he realized as we started asking about Miles why we were asking those questions, because Miles and Miles's comments are obviously a huge story, and we'll get into those here because we haven't really touched on them much on our podcast because he made those last Friday. But, you know, came up with Denzel Ward. And again, we're going to talk about what Ward had to say as well. But like, the future of this team is in flux, and seeing it has with Bitonio having 1 year left on his contract, you know, it's that point, and he's feeling it. He admitted it. You know, he doesn't feel as great as he would if the Browns actually won some games this year. He admitted, you know, at this point in the season, having three wins, those Mondays, man, they hurt even more when you don't win games. And you know, yes, they've had some mild, I'm going to call it mild success. He had two playoff seasons, And everything else was a losing year with Betonio, right? That's hard to do over 11 seasons, Andy, where you only have two winning seasons and you only have one or two years where you came close to finishing 500. And everything else has just been, you know, unmitigated disaster. So I feel for Joel. I have to set my my professionalism aside for a moment here, because he's just one of my favorite people to come through this organization. And he does, like Joe Thomas, like Miles Garrett, like Denzel Ward, you know, the long-term Browns, like, just deserves so much better from this franchise. Six-time Pro Bowler, two-time first-team Associated Press All-Pro, three-time second-team Associated Press All-Pro. And the reason I mentioned those awards is because those are the ones that get recognized by the Hall of Fame voters. Many more All-Pro teams from Sporting News and the Pro Football Writers of America, which I'm a member of, and I, you know, vote on every year. But he's a very well accomplished player. He's one of the better draft picks that this franchise has had since 1999. He is one of the most consistent players this franchise has had since coming back in 99. So, and he's always made himself available. He's always been very candid and honest in his comments when answering questions. So if he does retire, I'm not going to lie, Andy, I'm going to miss him a lot, just like I missed, Joe Thomas when he retired.
Do you think, because we were having this conversation the other day, you think he's an All-Pro this year again? I think he is, because he has been for the last couple of years. And I think sometimes when you get into that All-Pro mode, it's hard to take someone out of it.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I don't think so.
Wait, are you a voter on this? Because I don't want you to comment if you are.
Not on the AP. I'm not an Associated Press voter. If I were an Associated Press voter, I'm not sure I would vote for him for the first team. I might vote for him for the second team. He has had a couple of holding penalties this year and some false starts, which is unlike him. You know, he usually plays really clean football. But you're right. When you reach a certain level, you get that respect from your peers. You get the respect, you know, from the writers that vote on those big awards that, again, the Hall of Fame committee considers when it comes to Hall of Fame consideration. I honestly, the other reason I'd like to see Joel come back is because I want to see him get another Pro Bowl. Hopefully he gets in this year, and that will be seven straight Pro Bowls for him. But, you know, so at least he gets another second team All-Pro or something to fatten up that resume, because it's really hard to make the Hall of Fame as an interior offensive lineman these days.
Sure.
But I kind of feel like he's deserving of consideration. I really do. I think he's been consistent enough in his career that he at least merits consideration. I don't know that he's actually going to, you know, get in, but I'd like to see him, you know, come back. Just for personal reasons, for professional reasons, but also to maybe give him a chance to try and, make another Pro Bowl and another AP All-Pro team.
So give me odds on him coming back next year.
I'd probably say 60-40 he retires. Now, he did say that his decision will be made independent of what the Browns do with quarterback. And that, like, he's not making his decision in the same vacuum that Miles Garrett is making his decision. He's not going to sit there and say, hey, show me your plan. Show me what, you know what I mean? Like, he said it's all about how he feels physically, emotionally, how his family feels about it. He said that's going to be a big part in the decision-making process for him. And obviously that's, you know, certainly understandable. You know, he's a dad, he's a husband. He's made his money too. You're right. I mean, he's done pretty well for himself in his career. So it's not like he needs the money type thing. You know what I mean? So, but he's also not going to, and I hate saying it this way, and we'll talk in next segment about Miles' situation. I hate to use the phrase hold the franchise hostage, you know what I mean? But, you know, he's not going to sit there and make it dependent upon what the organization plans to do.
He wants to write his own ticket, right? He just wants to write his own ticket. That's what you're saying. I get it. Totally makes sense.